This is Charles Haley. You're listening to Nothing But Niners.
So now they've got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handoff, sweeps to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks the third tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, 49ers! 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurst.
Young, back to throw. In trouble. He's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs. Gets away again. Goes to the 40. Gets away again. To the 35. Cuts back at the 30. To the 20. The 50. The 10. He dies. Touchdown, 49ers.
7 on the 11's 27-yard line. 49ers into the backfield.
Left hip. Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking down at the post, but it's good! Touchdown! Touchdown, 49!
It's second down, Ryan takes the snap, throws the slant to the left side. It's Russell, intercepted! The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman is rejected! Navarro Bowman running it all the way, what a touchdown!
Yeah, what's going on, faithfuls? This is your boy Mike from the Nothing But Niners crew, here to bring you guys another podcast. I know I've been slacking a little bit. It's been almost 2 weeks since I gave you guys the last one, but I am back, man. I want to thank you guys for checking us out. For those of you who are listening for the first time, please, please, please take a listen. Tell me if you like it. More importantly, leave us a rating and some feedback if you like it, okay? Do that. Give us the 5-star review. Tell everybody why you like us. And if you have any critiques for us, you guys can always send that to us, all right? Make sure you send that to me at nothingbutniners@gmail.com. You can use the official Nothing But Niners email. That is nbniners@nothingbutniners.com. I'm here to bring you guys another fun-filled podcast. This is going to be more of the Predicting Positions podcast, okay? This little series that we're doing. We're breaking down position group by position group and trying to find out who is going to make the 53-man roster. Now, again, this is without seeing a single snap of preseason football. This is without any injuries or anything like that. So this is just what my gut tells me at this moment. We will absolutely revisit these. We are going to do this again after the preseason games. Just bear with us, guys, okay? So, yeah, tune in, strap up. I'm going to bring you guys another Predicting the Positions podcast, okay? This week, we are going to do the DB group. I'm going to put everybody in one group. I was going to do one for cornerbacks and one for safeties, but I came up with a little problem. And I will get to that a little bit later. All right. So thank you guys for checking us out. Make sure you guys check out the website, www.nothingbutniners.com. There you are going to find a bunch of articles. We have a slew of really good writers, some creative people there, some very passionate people here. All right. They are giving you guys great content all the time, man. Random stuff, new stuff. I think the latest piece up right now is by Mike Messner, that where he's talking about Jimmy Ward and what this season means for Jimmy Ward. It's this fifth year, and so what are the Niners going to do with him? He's got the guaranteed money now, and how things are going to work out. And you know what? I misspoke. That is not the most recent one. There is another article that is up after Mike's, and that one is by TJ. All right, the aftermath of Foster's 2-game suspension. What does it mean for the rest of the team? What does it mean for Foster? What does it mean for the people who are going to step in his shoes? So you guys, make sure you check those two articles out. It is great content. I am definitely going to drop the one for, in this podcast in particular, I am going to list Mike Messner's article in here because that is relevant to what I am going to be talking about today as far as the DB group. Yeah, guys, check us out. The website, make sure you check us out on YouTube also. www.youtube.com/C/nothingbutniners. All right. So you guys can check us out there and see all of our good stuff there. We have a bunch of different folders and files there where we've interviewed media people, where we've interviewed players, some roundtable discussions and things like that. You guys, just a lot of good content there. All right. So you guys, if you can't get enough of 49ers, you can't get enough of people talking about 49ers, arguing and debating about it. You'll love the roundtables and the debate days and things like that that we have there. Check it out, guys. All right. YouTube and just search NB Niners. You'll see a bunch of our stuff there. All right. If you're on the different media, the social media pages, you guys can check out Twitter. Nothing but 9ERS. They also have the same handle for our Snapchat page. Now, I'm not one of those people who are Snapchat savvy. I can't figure out how to stop looking at myself on Snapchat. And that's not a narcissistic thing. Every time I try to look at other people's stuff, my face pops up in the current, like I'm about to take a picture of myself. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But if you guys are in Snapchat, we are there also. Nothing but 9ERS, okay? And then there's Facebook as well as Instagram. And both of those are Nothing But Niners. So you guys make sure you check that out, okay? Give it a look over there. It is some good quality content there. We're going to figure out some exclusive content for both of those, the Facebook page as well as the Instagram page. We have some things cooking for you guys, some things brewing, all right? There's a chef in the kitchen. He's got all the ingredients. It's time to put it all together and present you guys with an awesome meal, okay? So with no further ado, I want to go ahead and get to this podcast here. I want to talk about these DBs, man. So last year, the 49ers kept 5 cornerbacks and 5 safeties, all right? And I want to get to how they're going to do that this year. Now, I know I say it in every one of these, predicting the position groups, but I want to make sure I say it one more time. This is not going to be my final 53, guys. I do think the 49ers stray from what they did previously. I don't think they're going to stick to 5 DBs, 5 corners just because they had 5 last year, 5 safeties just because they had 5 last year. So this is going to be something that I think gets tweaked. This is going to be something that I think gets edited up. However, I'm going to stick with this format for now, okay? This is just a fun little exercise to try to see how close I can get without seeing anything and anybody take a snap, all right? So let's go ahead and get into it. We're going to talk about the DB group. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with the cornerbacks, all right? Now, this is going to be based off of who is listed as a cornerback on the team's page, okay? Specifically, CB next to their name. I'm going to do this in alphabetical order based off of their first name. All right. So the first guy up is Akello Witherspoon. Akello Witherspoon is a guy who seems extremely motivated. He's in his second year here, 6'2", 195 pounds. He's 23 years old. This guy is a the phrase that I want to use, I'm not sure if it exists, but he's like a sponge. All right. He's absorbing any and every bit of knowledge that he can get. And I think the best thing that could have happened to him is the 49ers picking up Richard Sherman. This guy is adapting and learning so quickly. It's unbelievable. I remember watching Akello Witherspoon last season in preseason. I was not happy with the things that I saw. I was watching this young man and thinking to myself, maybe the Niners reached on this guy. I can't believe what I'm seeing. And that was pretty hard on him, not going to lie. And I didn't bite my tongue on it. If you guys watch me react after... If you watch the YouTube page and you saw and heard me react after the preseason games, I was not kind. I didn't have a lot of good things to say about him. And the season came around. We had Rashard Robinson and Dante Johnson in there as the starters. And Akello Witherspoon was making very, very rare appearances on the field. And then I started to notice him getting worked in a little more and a little more around week 3. And I'm like, okay, what is this guy doing here? And the next thing you know, Rashard Robinson had gone and Witherspoon's starting. And to my pleasant surprise, he was actually pretty good. The Niners took their time. They didn't rush things with him. He came in, he stepped up, and he played pretty well. He wasn't perfect by any means. He was never really a liability, but there are ways to get around him. There's certain features, and there's a reason for that. It's the way he's built. It's the way he does things. It's more instinctive than it is anything else. What I like to see is a young man who is willing to try to change and willing to learn. And that's exactly what Akello Witherspoon is. The work that he's putting in with Richard Sherman right now is going to help him out in the long run. Richard Sherman is more of a mental guy. He's not the fastest guy. He's not the strongest guy. He's not necessarily the biggest guy either. but mentally he is there. You know, Peyton Manning talks about, I don't have the strongest arm, I'm not the biggest, I'm not the fastest or the strongest, but you're not going to out-prepare me. I feel like that's Richard Sherman. And a guy like Akella Witherspoon, who has everything that you look for in a DB in the system, can definitely benefit from learning underneath a guy like Richard Sherman. And Jeff Hafley is going to do a hell of a job, going to continue to do a hell of a job with him. So I have Akella Witherspoon making the roster. I don't think that comes as a surprise to anyone. All right. Next up is actually C.J. Goodwin. Now, C.J. Goodwin is a young man who has bounced around the league a little bit. He's only got 3 years experience in the NFL, but he's 28 years old. All right. He originally signed with the Steelers as an undrafted rookie free agent in 2014. He spent the majority of the first two seasons on the practice squad. That was 2015, 2016. And then he got picked up by the Atlanta Falcons in 2016. All right. He appeared in 26 games. He only started once, though, but he appeared in 26 games. He had 12 tackles, two passes defended. Now, that's in 26 games. All right. He also appeared in three postseason contests where he added three tackles and one pass defense. All right. Atlanta waived him later on in 2017. He was claimed off the waivers by the Arizona Cardinals the following day. So he wasn't out there a long time. After signing a one-year exclusive rights contract with the Cardinals in April 2018, he was waived by the team on May 1st. All right. And it's weird when I see players get signed to exclusive right deals in the offseason, and they're waived that same offseason, it really makes me wonder what the hell was going on. Why? I don't know. And then the young man continued to bounce around. He was claimed by the New York Giants the following day. He was waived by the Giants May 14th. So he gets claimed by this. He gets claimed on the 2nd by the Giants. He's waived on the 14th. I just don't know what to expect out of this guy. He's 28 years old, like I said. He attended California University of Pennsylvania. He finished his career at California University of Pennsylvania, appearing in 11 games, only started once at wide receiver, where he added 11 receptions, 126 yards, and one touchdown. All right, so this guy, a lot of young guys come in here, and they're two-way players in college and things like that, just trying to keep their way on the team. He's never been anything spectacular, but he's got some interesting numbers when you look at his size. He's 6'4", he's 220, okay? The thing is, I just don't think there's a place for him on this roster. To see a guy get bounced around so much by so many teams that needed cornerback help, specifically the Giants. If the Giants are willing to let go of a DB, it's going to cause me to pause. It's almost like how when the Niners picked up Gary Gilliam from the Seattle Seahawks, and Seattle has notoriously had one of the worst offensive lines in the entire NFL. So when we pick up a guy like Gary Gilliam from them, it sends me into overdrive. It pisses me off. And I see a team now like the Giants, who we know were starving in that secondary, let him go 2 weeks in the offseason. Doesn't bode well. So I have C.J. Goodwin not making this roster, only knowing that, one, he's 28 years old already, and two, he has bounced around a hell of a lot. Okay, so that's that. Next up is Dennis D.J. Reed. Okay, now D.J., or Dennis, depends on what you're going by, is a rookie. The 49ers drafted him. He's 21 years old. Okay. He's 5'9", 188 pounds. He is a 2018 draft selection by the San Francisco 49ers. Number 142 overall. Fifth round pick from Washington. Okay. This guy, we have seen nothing from him at all. All right. And I know, now listen, I have cautioned 49er fans for a long time. All right, what we saw last year with every single drafted player making the team, whether it be on IR or active on the 53, it's an anomaly. Okay, don't expect that again this year. But, you know, DJ Reed is the next guy up here. Kansas State, he's 5'9", 188 pounds, played two seasons for the Wildcats and tallied 125 total tackles, 7 interceptions. All right, he led the Big 12, not Big 10, he led the Big 12 in 2016 with 19 passes defense. He was named the conference's newcomer of the year as a transfer from Cerritos College. Reed was a first-team All-Big 12 selection in 2017. So the guy comes from good stock. And when you see a guy who's 5'9 get drafted by a team that likes their DBs, ideally, to be 6'1", 6'2", that tells you something, all right? I'm not saying that he is. I'm not saying that he's as good as Jimmy Ward, but Jimmy Ward's 5'11", and he's considered a small guy on this defense in the secondary. Well, Reed is even smaller. Okay, so when you're looking at DJ Reed coming in here, or Dennis, if you call him Dennis, I don't know how you guys go by it, but Dennis Reed and DJ Reed are the same person if you're looking him up on the 49ers website. But it depends on how you're looking at these guys. I think that it says something when a guy of smaller stature is still picked up by a team, knowing that they like their guys a certain size. And you'll hear Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch defend their picks and say, you know, it's not about the size, it's about what these guys can do. You hear it about the wide receiver position, running back position, and you can definitely hear it about these DBs. Okay, he is the next guy on the list, Dennis Reed, and I'm going to have him making the team. I'm going to have him making the final 53. He is going to be one of my five cornerbacks. Okay, so far I have in here Akello Witherspoon and Dennis DJ Reed. All right, hope you guys are sticking with me so far. Next up, number 26 for the San Francisco 49ers. He's a 24-year-old DB coming from Iowa. He's got 2 years experience, this one being his second. Last year was his first. His name is Greg Maben. Now, if you guys recall, Greg Maben actually got some playing time with the 49ers, okay? There was a couple of games towards the end of the season where he actually got playing time, and it was not pretty, all right? I'm not going to sit here and beat around the bush. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like Greg Maben is some world beater or anything like that. I'm just going to be completely honest with you guys. There's two guys on this list that I wish weren't taking up 90-man roster space. I wish that we grabbed some random guy off the street just to see what they have, because we feel like, well, I feel like we know what we have in these guys. I'm not saying that these guys can't develop. And if you just rewind about 7 minutes and listen to what I had to say about Akello Witherspoon, you'll know that I truly believe that this team can develop players. I absolutely love what Halfley does with these guys in the secondary, so I do believe in the development of these young men. However, Maben was just so bad when he got in that I was not happy. 6'1", 200 pounds. He's the kind of guy that they want here as far as his size goes. He comes from Iowa, so they play against and practice against pro-style teams, but I'm just not buying it. I don't like it. I don't like his play. I wasn't happy with what I saw. So I do not have him making the roster. Sorry for Greg Maben. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't have anything else to say on him. Good luck to him. Please, please prove me wrong. Show me your worth. The next CB, the cornerback on here in alphabetical order by first name, is Kwan Williams. All right, another guy, 5'9", 185. He right now is our starting slot guy or nickel guy, and he's a stud. I'm not going to say he's a stud. Let me take that back. He's not a stud, okay? He definitely showed his faults last year. He wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. That's the second time I've said that, probably verbatim. But he did show flashes. The team liked him so much that they gave him an extension. He's a guy that the 49ers are pretty high on, honestly. And he's followed Coach Halfley from Cleveland to here in San Francisco. And he's going to be someone that I think is going to stick around. He's got very good hips. He's got good footwork. And as long as he keeps his eyes focused on what he's choosing at the time, whether it be the corner or the quarterback, he's actually okay. I think that he messes up a little bit when he's going back and forth between the two. But that's, I'm not here to do a film breakdown. I'm sorry, I just want to give you guys a quick roster prediction. I do have Kwan Williams making this team. After his 3-year extension, I do think it's safe for him to make the 53-man roster. Is he going to start? That I don't know. We'll get to that a little bit later. But I do have Kwan Williams making the 53-man roster. I like what I saw from him last year, and I can't wait to see the progression from him. He's only been in the league for 4 years, so it's going to be a good time for him. And last but not least, as far as the cornerbacks on the team site that are listed, is Richard Sherman. Now, let me tell you guys, I don't need to waste my time talking about Richard Sherman to you guys at all, but I do want to take some time and say something in particular. I am not sure if Richard Sherman is going to come back 100% from this injury. I am not 100% sure Richard Sherman is going to come back 90% from this injury. But here's what I do know. We suffered through Rashard Robinson last year. And there are certain people out there that will tell you Rashard Robinson was always in the right place, but he just drew a lot of flags. Okay? Rashard Robinson was traded for multiple reasons, but let's move past him. Even though I was not happy with the way Rashard Robinson looked on the field, we still had him out there. He was a starter for us for four or five games. Then there was Dante Johnson. And if you know me, you know that I cheer hard for anybody from New Jersey. And Dante Johnson was from New Jersey, Pennington, New Jersey, which is actually the city that I work in. And I was going ham for my boy. I loved what I saw from him, not last season, but the year before. And I was excited for the growth. I was excited when he earned the starting role because I kept talking and pounding my chest. Johnson's going to start. Johnson's going to start. And sure enough, he did. He did. He absolutely started for the 49ers. But it wasn't good. Dante Johnson was so bad that for the first time in my entire life, I saw a corner get a pick six and get benched in the same game. I have never in my life seen that happen. That's how bad Dante Johnson was. That's saying something. You got a pick six for your team. Not only did you stop the team from scoring, not only did you stop them from catching the ball or getting a first down or moving the chains or getting in the end zone, you defended the pass. But not only did you defend the pass, you intercepted the pass. Not only did you intercept the pass, you scored. You put points on the board for your team. And he still got benched. He still got benched. But that's not, my little rant's not done. My little rant's not done. After he got benched in that game, we put in other corners. I can't remember if it was Tyvis Powell or if it was Greg Maben, but they came in and they were so bad that Dante Johnson got put back in. What? He got put back. Can you imagine being so bad that after a pick six you get benched and the person who came in for you was so bad that they put you back in the game? Guys, Richard Sherman at 70% is better than Dante Johnson, Tyvis Powell, Greg Maben, and Rashard Robinson. It's out there. I said it. And for that reason, and that reason alone, it's not that reason alone, there's more. Richard Sherman is going to make this 53-man roster. All right. And we all know Richard Sherman's here not just for his physical abilities. He's an 8-year veteran. He just turned 30. So it's not like he's super old, okay? He was 29 when the team signed him. He just turned 30. He's got 5-6 more years left in him. His injuries, I'm not really worried about. He will fully recover at some point. Maybe not right now, but he will fully recover. And he'll be fine. The thing is, his mind is very valuable. His experience in the system and teaching the guys the mental side of this, the cerebral side to this, not just the physical side. Richard Sherman is often physically outmatched. But mentally, knowing his reads and when to react and things like that, he's one of the best in the game at that aspect, okay? So there's still some people out there who hold a lot of animosity towards Richard Sherman, and they're going to feel that way until he does something positive for us. I know people who flat out said, until he makes me applaud for him, I don't like him on this team. I get it. I hear it. I spent the last 7 seasons hating his guts. I completely understand it, all right? But it was a healthy hate. Remember why you hated Richard Sherman. You hated him because you knew he was so good that he was going to hurt the 49ers when we played him. Well, now he's on our side. And that's a damn good reason to cheer for him, all right? So Richard Sherman at 70% is better than Dante Johnson and Rashard Robinson and Tyvis Powell and Greg Maben at 100%. So he is for sure going to make this team. And he's also a coach on the field. We've seen the videos, guys. We've seen the breakdowns and things like that when they were first doing the OTAs. And even though Richard Sherman wasn't allowed to get out there and do everything, you saw him on the sidelines and talking to the guys and pointing them after a play, before a play. And then later on, you fast forward, and you see him lining up and playing in coverage against guys like Akello Witherspoon. You know, he's playing DB while he has Witherspoon emulating and imitating a wide receiver. So it's good stuff there. It's good stuff. Richard Sherman will be here. 6'3", 195 pound guy from Stanford. 8 years experience and 30 years old now. So it's a good thing. Now I'm going to get to the people. Richard Sherman, I do have making the 53. I don't know if I said that. As a cornerback. So far, the people I have making this roster as pure cornerbacks are Akello Witherspoon, Kawan Williams, Richard Sherman, and Dennis DJ Reed. That's four, okay? There's supposed to be five, all right? And there's also supposed to be five safeties. So now I'm going to read down the list of people listed as safety. I'm going to skip DB because there's only two of them. I'm going specifically to people with just the S next to their name on the team's website. All right. And there's only two of them. Chancellor James. All right. Now, Chancellor James, if you guys haven't already, you be sure to check out that interview that we did with him on the YouTube page. Chancellor James is a good guy who's coming back from an injury. And he's someone who's got me excited. I'm not going to lie to you guys. You have to see the interview to find out why. I'm not going to give you any teasers, but check out the interview. It's going to be in the podcast description. Okay. I'm going to list the Chancellor James interview in there, and I really, really hope you got them. I'm also going to list the Adrian Colbert one in there too, but I hope you guys take some time out to check it out. I really, really think you guys are going to like what you see there, okay? So be sure you stop by. I'm going to post the links for them in the podcast description, so you can click it after you listen to this. Maybe you want to pause this and listen to it or watch it, but there are player interviews there. These are some guys that we had on the YouTube channel. Okay, so back to what I was saying. Chancellor James, all right, this is his second year in the NFL. Didn't do anything last year due to injury. 6'2", 208 pounds, coming from Boise State, 23-year-old player. All right, I really, 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 really like this guy. He's starting his own, never mind, I said I wasn't going to talk about what happened in the interview. So you guys got to make sure you just check that out, okay? But I like this guy. I like his heart and I like his tenacity. Coming in as a safety at 6'2", 208 pounds, I'm going to tell you guys right now, I have him making this roster. I have him making the 53, okay? So I'm not going to waste a lot of time on that. He is the first safety listed on the team website because it's in alphabetical order by first name. And the next up guy is Jaquiski Tartt. Jaquiski Tartt is 6'1", 215 pounds. If you don't know him by now, you probably haven't been a 49ers fan for long. So welcome to the faithful. All right. He's 26 years old with 4 years experience, 6'1", 215 pounds. This guy has had a ton of injuries. Now, a lot of people are going to defend him. They're going to say it's not been as many as you make it sound like, Mike. But listen, if it weren't for his injuries, he would be a top safety in the NFL. This guy plays box safety like it's nobody's business. He is a monster out there on the field. And he's a pretty cool guy. I've had a chance to meet him and talk to him in person, and not at some meet and greet or anything like that, just running into him. And he's a very down-to-earth young man, very focused and honest, and I respect the hell out of him. Jaquiski Tartt is going to make the 53-man roster. He was drafted by the 49ers in the second round of the 2015 draft. And he also played with Jimmy Ward. They were high school teammates, okay? Davidson High School in Mobile, Alabama. So, yeah. It's pretty cool, man. This guy has a lot of accolades from his college career, but when you watch him play here, he's got the size to cover tight ends. He's got the speed to do it as well. He's got the instincts to do it. Jaquiski Tartt is pretty much the full package. He's just got to stay healthy and put it together for the world to see. The 49ers have six primetime games, and that's before anything gets flexed into primetime. This is his year. Let the world see. He should be a Pro Bowl player this year. There's no reason that he isn't. We got plenty of limelight. We're going to have plenty of national stage presence and things like that. And he's got to take advantage of what's given to him this year. All right. This is his fourth year. And so because of that, this is a contract year. I expect to see Tartt out there doing big things. So I'm very, very excited about Jaquiski Tartt. Okay. You ever hear about how a guy is like in his contract year and they step up and they play really, really hard to earn that next contract? I mean, like that's what I was hoping to see from him. And I'm hoping that he forgets that he signed that extension. I know he's not, because that check already cleared for his signing bonus and all that. So he's fine. But he was extended. He'll be a free agent in 2021. The Niners kind of know what they have in him, but they would like the injuries to subside and he'd be a little bit more consistent, his presence on the field. So when that happens, I think Tart is going to be a Niner for life when it's all said and done, guys. If you guys know anything about us here in NB Niners, Scott Geelan, or Geelan, has like this huge man crush on Jakwiski. And he's interviewed him for Niner Nation, so you guys can make sure. I wonder if I'm letting the cat out the bag. I think that's released already. I'm pretty sure that's public already. So you guys look for that over there on Niners Nation, okay? Scott, G-E-E-L-A-N, did a lot of good works over there. Hopefully that's public, and I am not letting the cat out the bag. If it is, you guys got something to anticipate, so check that out, okay? Yeah, so let me continue to move on. That is all that is listed on the team's page for the safety position, and everyone else is listed as a DB. All right, and that's just in general, corner, safety, nickel, doesn't matter. They're all listed here. All right, so we're going to head back to the top in alphabetical order, starting with Adrian Colbert, 6'2", 205 pounds. This guy is going to be our starting free safety. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Second year in the NFL, Colbert overcame adversity at the age of 10 while he was living in Wichita Falls, Texas. While racing a friend on his bike, Colbert ran a stop sign and was hit by a car. Went through a windshield and suffered life-threatening injuries, falling into a coma for more than a week. His father, Adrian Sr., became motivated to make a change and moved them 90 miles south to Mineral Wells, Texas, to escape from the gang environment that Adrian Sr. was a part of in Wichita Falls. After the move, Colbert didn't quite feel at home, but found additional support from the Clark family, who treated him like a son of their own. Colbert was introduced to the family when he was approached by one of the three daughters in the family, Katie, asking if he needed a ride while walking the 3 miles home from school. He became a part of their family, referring to them as parents and sisters, and even put his number in Mrs. Clark's phone as Adrian, my adopted son. That is a heartwarming story. All right, so if you guys don't know that about Adrian Colbert, that is insane to think that he was laying on his deathbed at a very young age, 10 years old, running a stop sign, getting hit, and then being in a coma for a week. You know, those kind of things are very, very touching when you hear that someone goes through that. And again, we had the privilege and honor of interviewing him for the Nothing But Niners YouTube page. Now, we did not ask him about that. That information was shared on the team website, so if you want more information about it, make sure you check out 49ers.com. But we did dig into his background a little bit and ask him some questions about this upcoming season. All right, so starting free safety, Adrian Colbert. You guys can check that interview out also. Will be in the podcast description. Check that out. All right. I 100% have Adrian Colbert making this 53-man roster. Did I tell you guys that I have Chancellor James making it also? I'm not sure if I did, but if I did not, he is making the roster as well. Both of these guys are safeties. That's three now of my five safety. So they only leave two spots. I got Jakwiski Tart, Chancellor James, and Adrian Colbert in there. Next up, Antone Exum Jr., 6 foot guy, 219 pounds, been in the league for 5 years, played for Virginia Tech. Went from the Vikings in the sixth round in 2014. He was there for 3 years where he appeared in 27 games. Only started twice, had 18 tackles in 27 games, okay? Forced fumble, 13 tackles with special teams. He does play special teams. All right, but listen, I'm not going to waste your guys' time. This podcast is already over 30 minutes long, so I need to start moving through this a little bit faster. I do not have Exum Jr. making this roster. Sorry. All right. Next up is Corey Griffin, okay? Now, Corey Griffin is a rookie, 23 years old, 6'2", 199 pounds from Georgia Tech. I really like this young man, and I think you guys will too. Georgia Tech guys, for some reason, always, like, I don't know what it is. Like, Georgia Tech isn't like this big, you know, boom school. Like, you don't think of them as a powerhouse, but for whatever reason, anytime I hear Georgia Tech, I respect the hell out of their players. I don't know why. But whatever the case is, Corey Griffin is from there. I really, really like him. Okay. Corey Griffin, 6'2", 199, 23 years old, rookie. All right. Unfortunately, I do not have Corey making the 53-man roster, all right? This is a name that I'm going to keep saying, Corey Griffin, Corey Griffin, Corey Griffin, because I want you guys to remember it. Make sure you subscribe to that YouTube channel, www.nothingbutniners.com/c/nothingbutniners. Hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. That's all I can tell you. Hint, hint, hint. I really like Corey Griffin, though, guys. I'm going to keep telling you that information. Make sure you follow this guy. If you know who he is, great. Keep an eye on him. I do think the Niners are going to try to keep him around, but I don't think he's going to make the 53. I think they're going to try to stash him on the practice squad. Okay? So, unfortunately, I don't have Corey Griffin making the roster. All right. Next up is Don Jones, number 36 currently. 26 years old, 6 years experience from Arkansas State. 5'11", 195 pounds. All right? This guy is very interesting. I will say that. He does a lot of really good things off the field. Most NFL players do. But he's very involved in the Cleveland Municipal Court. All right. It's not often that you hear about professional NFL players doing internships. And he's one of those guys. That's the kind of humbling guy he is. I really like Don Jones as a person. But I don't have him making this roster. I am very sorry. I'm not trying to be rude or anything like that at all. But it is what it is. So I want to let you guys know Don Jones is cool, but not cool enough to make the 49 53-man roster and not practice squad eligible. So I'm sorry. Don Jones, best of luck to you, man. I really, really wish you luck in all that you're trying to do away from football and even in football. I really wish you the best. So keep grinding, man. Keep working hard, okay? Next up is Emmanuel Mosley, 5'11", 184. I'm going to call him Babyface, okay? Now, it's not because of what he looks like either. I want to encourage you guys again to make sure you stop by the Nothing But Niners YouTube page. He is someone else that we interviewed, Emmanuel Mosley. I think you guys are going to like that interview a lot. I will say one thing. I asked him if he had any special talents that most people wouldn't know about. And the kid can sing. The boy can sing. So you guys check it out. I'm not going to tell you whether or not he sang in the interview, but I will post that interview in the podcast description. Make sure you check it out, okay? But back to it. 5'11", 22 years old, 184, Tennessee College. This guy is a hard worker, all right? He is someone who continually defies the odds. If you listen to the interview, there's a lot of really good information in him. But again, I'm pressed for time. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm going to work through this as quick as I can. I do not think he's going to make the 53-man roster. And that sucks because I really, really like him. I want him to make the 53. He's one of those guys that if he does, I would not be disappointed at all. I really, really like him. All right, let's keep it moving. Jimmy Ward. I'm not going to talk about Jimmy Ward right now. I want to come back to him. I'm going to skip Jimmy Ward. I know I don't usually do that, but he's a five-year veteran, 26 years old, often injured, 5'11", 193 from Northern Illinois, and you guys already know I mentioned him earlier because he played in high school with Jaquiski Tart, but I'm going to come back to him, okay? I'm going to get through the rest of these. Marcel Harris, all right, 6 foot even, 208 pounds, 24 years of age, rookie year from Florida. This is his first year in the NFL, and he's 24 years old. This is something that you usually hear about from guys who were, you know, in like the CFL, you know what I mean? Like guys who tried out for the NFL, couldn't make it, but they actually ended up in other places, you know, like they go to the Canadian Football League, they play there for a couple of years, then they end up being brought back to the NFL. That's not the case for this guy. All right. I really, excuse me, I really like him. Drafted by the 49ers this year in the 2018 draft, in the sixth round, number 184 overall, safety from Florida, three seasons. He totaled 102 tackles, two interceptions. He missed the entire 2017 season due to a torn Achilles. Now you guys will listen to my draft recap, and this was a pick that I was not happy about. All right. You don't play an entire season and then you get drafted. That doesn't make any sense to me. But I do like this guy. There's something that the 49ers see in him. That's why they waited till the sixth round. They didn't want him to touch the undrafted free agent market. That says something. There's something special about this guy, whether we see it or not. Okay. And because of that, I do have them making this roster. That's a hell of a leap forward for a guy who didn't play the entire 2017 season. To draft him the following draft, that says something. I don't know what it is, but the 6'1 and 32-inch arms, they see something in there that they like, all right? So I do have him making this 53-man roster. They clearly didn't want him to get away and be able to go to other teams of his choosing, and so that's where we're left. He's going to make the 53-man roster because of that, all right? Moving forward. Believe it or not, the next DB that the team has listed is number 66, Naji Teran. 6'2", 305 pounds. Ladies and gentlemen, the 305 pounds is not a mistake. The mistake is that he's not a defensive back. So the 49ers website did make a mistake there. Ha ha ha, ba-da-cha. I'm going to keep moving on, though, okay? Tavarius Moore, 6'2", 200 pounds. That's about the weight you want to hear, right? Southern Mississippi. Tavarius Moore is someone that the 49ers really, really like. This guy came in. He was drafted this season. He was drafted this year by the 49ers, 95th overall. That was a trade from New England. From Southern Miss, again, 6'2", 190 pounds. 2 seasons at Southern Miss and posted 104 tackles with 3 interceptions. All right. He Lance Zierlein's little quote was, he possesses rare speed, length, and explosiveness at the safety position. So you hear that and you're like, okay, cool. We got some backup for Tart. We got some backup for Colbert. No, the 49ers are actually trying him out at the corner position this year. And when asked about that, the head coach and GM said that we already know he can play the safety position. We want to see what he can do with the corner position. They're trying to get length and size over there and speed. That's what they're trying to put on the outside there. I like what they're trying to do as long as they don't overcoach these guys and put too much on their plate. So because of that, I do have Tavarius Moore making it as a safety, though. He is a two-way player. Absolutely going to be a two-way player, but I don't have him listed as one of my cornerbacks. I have 4 cornerbacks. Again, that's Akello Witherspoon, Kwan Williams, Richard Sherman, and Dennis DJ Reed. As of right now, Tavarius Moore is my fifth safety. I got Adrian Colbert, Jaquiski Tart, Marcel Harris, Tavarius Moore, and Chancellor James as my 5 safeties. So that means that the rest of these names, and please don't be mad at me, fellas, Terrell Williams, Tyvus Powell, are not making the roster. Oh, also Tavarius. Not Tavarius, Tavarius McFadden. I have these guys not making the roster. So I'm sorry. I do think Tavarius McFadden may be a guy that they try to keep their eye on. He might be someone that they look to stash on the practice squad, depending on how full that gets. Okay, so don't be surprised if you see him out there. He's 22 years old, rookie season. He played in Houston. There's Terrell Williams, who's 6'4", 212 pounds, 22 years old, played in Houston. I'm sorry, I said that backwards, but that was... So let me try this again. Tavarius McFadden, okay? 6'2", 205 pounds from Florida State, 21 years old, rookie season, okay? He's the one that I expect them to try to stash on the practice squad. Terrell Williams is 6'4", 212 pounds, 22 years old, played at Houston, rookie season, not going to make it. And Tyvus Powell, you guys heard how disgusted I was with him. I don't care if he played at Ohio State. I don't care if he signed with the Seahawks before. I think that's the only reason he was picked up is because he was signed with the Seahawks before. This team is already sticking with it. You know, the NFC West has this bad habit of recycling players. He goes from the 49ers to the Seahawks, from the Seahawks to the Rams and back to the Niners and all that. I hate that. This is a vicious cycle, and I get annoyed when I see it happening. And Tyvus Powell is one of those guys. I just don't want him on the 49ers. That's it. So listen, guys, there are a lot of names here. So I'm going to go back to one that I said I was going to skip, and that's Jimmy Ward. The reason I'm skipping Jimmy Ward is because during this exercise, I had him listed as someone who was 100% going to make the 49ers roster. My 100% players were Akello Witherspoon, Richard Sherman, Jimmy Ward, Adrian Colbert, and Jaquiski Tart. Okay? That did not include Kwan Williams. That did not include Marcel Harris, Tavarius Moore, or even Chancellor James. Those guys weren't 100%. The reason Kwan Williams was not 100% is because I think Jimmy Ward could play the slot better than he can. All right? But Jimmy Ward is such a good, versatile player at every position in the secondary that he has to make this roster. It's nothing to do with his roster. I don't care that they picked up this option that's over $8 million guaranteed. I don't care about that. It's about what he can do when he's on the field. Now, it's very rare, be that as it may, but when he's on the field, he is a good football player. He is a guy that you don't lose any positioning over if he has to step in. He can play the safety positions, both. He can play the corner positions, all three of them. He's that good. He's that versatile. And I really, really like Jimmy Ward. I wish he was healthier. I wish he had a chance to play more. And I think the perception of Jimmy Ward is going to change nationally. There's a lot of guys on this team that we as 49er diehards, we think that they're good, they're talented, but we don't like that they're injured. Arik Armstead, Jaquiski Tartt, Jimmy Ward is one of those guys. I think that the talent for all three of those guys are, you know, on a scale of 1 to 100, they're 85 plus. I think that's the talent level of those three guys. But because of the frequent injuries, the fans are getting sour on them. The national media has no idea who these guys are. That changes this year. That changes when you have this many primetime games. If they can stay healthy and be cycled in, they're going to make names for themselves this year. I promise you. I promise it's going to happen. Jimmy Ward is going to make this roster. He's absolutely going to make the 53-man roster, and we're going to be happy that he did. He's going to be a very valuable piece. I'm not saying that someone's going to get injured and he's going to come in. I don't know if he's going to be a starter, but he is a valuable asset. Jimmy Ward makes the 49ers secondary an entire letter grade higher because of the depth that he adds. You can have your starters in Akella Witherspoon and Richard Sherman and Kawan Williams. You can have your starters at safety in Adrian Colbert and Jaquiski Tartt. But then behind them, what are you looking at? DJ Reed? Tavarius Moore? Chancellor James? Wrong. Let's say Witherspoon goes down. Boom, here comes Jimmy Ward. Let's say Williams go down. Boom, here comes Jimmy Ward. Let's say Richard Sherman goes down. Boom, here comes Jimmy Ward. Let's say Tartt goes down. Boom, here comes Jimmy Ward. Let's say Colbert goes down. Boom, here comes Jimmy Ward. I'm not saying that he can play all those at one time. What I'm saying is when someone goes down and he steps in, we don't lose so much. We don't go from a 90 overall player to a 73 overall player. We're going from a 90 to like an 86. That is great. That makes our depth wonderful. And that's the value that Jimmy Ward has on this team. And like I said, I think he would play in the slot better than Kawan Williams. But I don't think this team wants to start him this year. I think they want to make him extremely versatile, train him up in all four or five different positions, and make sure that he's ready to go. And we've already seen him do it. These guys, there's a couple of players on this team, man, that aren't getting the credit they deserve. This is going to be their first time playing in the same system for 2 years. Jimmy Ward is one of them. He's one of those guys. There's been a different defensive coordinator every year of his career. It's hard to do. It's very, very hard to do. And Jimmy Ward is about to embark on that right now. He deserves a shot. Jaquiski Tartt is about to embark on that right now. He deserves a shot. You know what? I apologize. Jimmy Ward had, I believe he had Fangio for 2 years. And then from Fangio, who was? Fangio left when Tom Sula was the head coach. Then Chip Kelly. Yeah. So, my apologies. I believe Jimmy Ward had 2 years. I think. Never. I don't know. It's too much. But these guys have gone through a lot. Arik Armstead. Different coordinator every year. Different position. He's playing in a different position than what he was last year. He's still learning another position. These guys deserve another chance. And we as 49er fans have to be patient. We have to remember that. This is not easy to do. This is not easy. This isn't just a plug-and-play thing. Oh, go play over there now. Oh, go play over here now. This is why I think Arik Reed was one of those so valuable players last year, because he played all over the place. For the last two seasons, Arik Reed was moved all over this defense. You can't replace that kind of versatility with just anybody. It's hard to find players that can play three or four different positions on your defense. That's hard to find, guys. It's really hard to find. Jimmy Ward is one of those guys. So have some patience, have some faith, show some love for the guys. All right, if you guys enjoyed this podcast, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. If you enjoyed this podcast, please, please, please leave us a 5-star rating on whatever podcast app that you're using, whether it be iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Podcast Addict. I don't care what it is. Leave us some positive feedback. Give us the 5 stars. Type in a nice little message. I'll say what's up to you guys next time, okay? I'm going to wrap this thing up. I want to thank you guys for listening. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Faithful unite, and above all else, stay faithful. I'm out of here.
Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat. and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh,
Kevin.
They got him.
Here comes
They're coming
the blue
from the
coat.
Left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line. Oh, that was the most exciting thing to happen tonight.
I tell you what, that was a great call on your part. That was a great call.